Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Felix Mantilla. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting third. The second baseman, Mel Roach. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Crandall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Rush. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Rush. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Taylor Phillips. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Taylor Phillips. And now, play ball. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla takes first base on ball four. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Mantilla moves to second. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach bunts towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Mantilla moves to third. Mathews moves to second. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is walked intentionally. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Braves. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mathews fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mathews for the out. One out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0-for-0 in the game. Roach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aaron moves to second. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Adcock is hit by the pitch. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Logan reaches second base with a double. Aaron scores. Adcock moves to third. It's 5-0, Braves. Dave Hillman now pitching. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-1 in the game. Pafko is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. Crandall is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Rush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rush is 0-for-1 in the game. Rush is called out on strikes. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hillman, and towards Taylor, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Braves. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Aaron, who is chasing the ball. Banks reaches third base with a triple. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. It's 5-3, Braves. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field. Mantilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. One out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0 for 1 in the game. Roach hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rush fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a line drive into left field. Mantilla picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mantilla. Taylor goes all the way around to score. Dark moves to second. It's 5-4 Braves. Gene Conley now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dark scores. It's Braves, 5, Cubs, 5. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Banks. The throw from Crandall and he is out, Logan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 4 RBIs. Adcock is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Logan hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 2 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 2 in the game. Morin strikes out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Torre pinch hits for Gene Conley. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Hank Aaron now playing right field. Bill Bruton now playing center field. Andy Pafko now playing left field. Frank Tutone Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Cubs 5. The Braves will come to bat. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0 for 2 in the game. Roach strikes out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Elston covering, for the out. Aaron moves to third. two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Logan takes first base on ball 4. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0-for-3 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron scores. Logan moves to second. It's 6-5, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-3 in the game. Crandall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Crandall reaches second base with a double. Logan scores. Pafko moves to third. It's 7-5, Braves. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torre is walked intentionally. Ernie Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pafko scores. Crandall moves to third. Torre moves to second. It's 8-5, Braves. Dick Drott now pitching. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Long hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton, who is chasing the ball. Long reaches third base with a triple. Morin goes all the way around to score. It's 8-6 Braves. Don McMahon now pitching. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to home to get Long. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Dick Drott. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Cubs 6. The Braves will come to bat. Gene Fodge now pitching. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0-for-3 in the game. Roach hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruton moves to third. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pafko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thompson. Pafko reaches second base with a double. Bruton scores. Logan goes all the way around to score. It's 10-6, Braves. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Crandall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pavko moves to third. Crandall moves to second. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Torre is walked intentionally. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 10, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Adams pinch hits for Tony Taylor. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cal Neiman pinch runs for Bobby Adams. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neiman moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach fields it and throws to second for the out. Neiman moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Neiman scores. Walls moves to third. It's 10-7, Braves. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Long strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Braves, 10, and Chicago Cubs, 7. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.